You're listening to episode 219 of Women Worldwide. Are you living the life you've always dreamed of? Are you searching for happiness and fulfillment in all of the wrong places? I've got a guest today who went from breakdown to breakthrough, finding the passion, permission, and purpose all from within. Stay tuned to learn more. Hi, I'm Deirdre Breckenridge. I've spent an entire career helping women to share stories, nurture relationships, grow their brands, but most of all, to find their voices so they can make a difference. Do you feel stuck? Do you want to power up your own voice? Women Worldwide features the stories of passionate women who have navigated big career challenges and some of the toughest changes. These professionals offer deep insights and advice to inspire you and to help you uncover what's holding you back. Let Women Worldwide ignite your passion so you can excel in life. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Women Worldwide. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. Before I get to today's special guest, I just want to give you the Women Worldwide update. So I've been watching the stats really closely, and we have areas outside of the United States that are growing and becoming our biggest listener base. France, the UK, and also Canada. So a shout out to international listeners. Thank you. Thank you for your support to all of you. Internationally and in the US, we are growing because of you. So keep your feedback coming. We love hearing from you. All right, today's special guest I have on the show, Emily Pereira. Now, Emily spent a lot of time entrenched in corporate life, and she was looking for happiness and fulfillment everywhere, except in the right places. Now, unfortunately, she had a breakdown, but it led to an astonishing breakthrough, where she actually found the magic and radiance within herself. And today, what she does, she helps other women to find what she calls, or to attract, soul-affirming love and to find their magic and radiance too. She's also an author, so I want to mention her book that's out on the market is Unstoppable Woman. And she's also writing a memoir that I believe is coming out soon. She's going to share that. It's called The Quest. Emily, it's great to have you on my show. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Deirdre. It's an honor.
Oh, well, you know what? I queued you up and I shared about your story, but there's so much more to you, Emily. So maybe we could just start off. You are a mompreneur. You also have these retreats, right, in Costa Rica, which is where you live. You made a pivot in your career, in your life. Maybe you could just share a little bit about the backstory. How did you get there?
Oh my goodness. Well, it's been quite a journey to get here, I must say. Really about 10 years ago, there was this question that showed up in my life. And this question would literally wake me up in the middle of the night. And I would just stare at the ceiling in anxious anxiety. And then a few hours later, you know, I'd get out of bed and there was a question waiting for me, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And this question would proceed to follow me around all day, demanding an answer. And back in those days, I considered, you know, leaning on some of my old tricks, like knocking back half a bottle of Pinot Grigio or doing some online shopping.
Sounds like a trick people are familiar with.
Or, you know, zoning out with Facebook. So, but something inside me told me that wasn't going to work this time. I was going to have to answer the question, when are you going to do something that truly matters to you?
A hard question.
It's a hard question. It was an extremely hard question for me because I've been doing a lot of things. You know, I've been doing a lot of things that I thought would bring me happiness. I was doing things that I was told would bring me happiness. I was doing things Sex in the City taught me would bring me happiness. And by the time I got to my late 20s, I had this life that looked really good from the outside.
So it looked good on paper.
It looked really good on paper. I say paper because that was before Instagram was a thing.
Right.
Back in those days. Remember those?
Yes.
So you know, it was like year after year, I ranked number one for as a senior sales consultant for a top Fortune 100 company. I lived in a home on the beach with my man, who was one of the original internet tycoon, you know, MySpace founders. I, you know, was cashing commission checks and getting awards right and left, had a closet full of designer clothes. I wore to parties, events, and vacations. I mean, when I say it out loud, it still sounds pretty good, but I get that. But at the time, I must admit, like, it just didn't feel like it was enough. And I don't know if other people can relate with this feeling of accomplishing all of these things and still being like, this isn't it. And so I did more of what I knew. I worked more. I shopped more. I worked out more. And for as amazing as our life looked from the outside, we were escaping this so-called perfect life most weekends with partying until the sun came up.
Sure.
Not exactly the sign of truly happy people.
No, not at all. And breaking that cycle must be terribly hard to come out of that when you're so used to certain habits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I really didn't know of another reality. And, you know, sure, I had some good times and I definitely have some crazy stories, but when I got really real with myself, which wasn't very often back then, I knew I wasn't genuinely happy. I knew I wasn't living my truth. I just had no idea what that was or how to go about finding it. And, you know, because I wasn't genuinely happy in the present, I pushed my happiness out to some future time date. You know, when I get that next commission check, then I'll be happy.
I'll be happy.
When we go on, you know, when I get that, when he takes me on that trip around the world he's been promising me, then I'll be happy. When I get the engagement ring, the supposed pie in the sky of happiness, then I'll be happy.
And that's all external too. Everything that you've said is external to you.
That was the framework I was working in back in those days. That was the way I was raised. And, you know, right around the time I thought I'd be getting the ring, I found out he cheated on me with a woman he met at the Verizon store.
Oh my goodness.
You know, which at the time was just devastating. I mean, my whole entire world just crumbled before my eyes. And, you know, I'd given so much of my seniority up to this man and, you know, really so much of my identity was wrapped up in him. I really didn't even know who I was anymore as my own person. We'd been together for 6 years. And, you know, I dropped down to 92 pounds, had a weird rash all over my body. No doctor could explain. All of our mutual friends, we had a super tight group of friends, all quietly picked him. I moved out of the beachfront home into a relatively far more modest apartment. And I was just full of blame for him, but it paled in comparison to the blame I had for myself. You know, I was 29 years old at the time and convinced I had made horrible mistakes and totally ruined my life.
So Emily, were you more angry or were you scared or a little bit of both? What about fear?
All of the above. Mm. Terrified. Absolutely terrified. And I really, even though I wasn't that happy in that life, all of the external markers were in place. So I felt like I had this big loss. And I didn't know yet that, you know, oftentimes a beautiful new beginning is disguised by a very painful ending. And during that time, I connected the forces of the universe, the world together, and connected me with a powerful spiritual teacher, which makes me laugh now because back in 2006, I mean, he may have been the Easter Bunny for all I know about spirituality. Like, this is before Facebook, inspirational messages, podcasts, everything that we have now.
You hear much more now about inspirational leaders and motivators. Not then.
Yeah, so I really knew very little about him, but I knew that I felt noticeably better in his presence. And I soon learned that this man had information that wasn't in books and hands that could literally heal your body, which was news to me because I was working for a pharmaceutical company.
Healing hands versus drugs, right?
Totally different frame of reference.
Right?
And, you know, I sat down with him in our first session and he said, I see you're in pain, but your pain has a lot less to do with this man and this life you've lost and a lot more to do with the fact you've bought into illusions about yourself and the way that the world works that simply aren't true. And the biggest illusion you're working with is you think you have to be perfect. Mm. I was like, pretty much. Yep.
You nailed it.
Nailed it. Okay. This guy's definitely clairvoyant. Yep. But I remember that day feeling like my cheeks were just burning in embarrassment because, oh, I wanted to be perfect. I just didn't want anyone to know I wanted to be perfect.
Right.
And he was like, you know, don't feel bad. He could see I was embarrassed. And he said, every single woman is actually programmed with this from the day that she's born. I don't care if you're Oprah, Angelina Jolie, Queen Elizabeth, or the lady working in the rice fields in Bali. It comes to us as a fear-based thought. That dad looks down at baby girl on day one and has a fear-based thought. And we know that all of our thoughts have energy vibrations associated with them. Right. Physics validates this. And he has a thought that one day you're going to be older and you're going to be sexual. And this is terrifying. Number one, because women don't have the same sexual permission that men have on this planet, let alone just keeping her safe.
Right.
And so this pings baby girl on day one that there's something wrong with us for being female and for being sexual. Let's not worry about the fact that everyone gets onto the planet and civilization continues on.
But are you getting just vibrations? I mean, it could come from your father. It could come from your brothers. It could come from your community. It feels like there could be a lot of vibrations hitting you early on, shaping the way that you're going to grow up and live your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, think about it. Like, what happens when we feel like we've been rejected?
Yeah.
We want approval and acceptance even more. How are we going to do it? We're going to be the most perfect versions of ourselves because how like, could they possibly reject us? But my perfect is going to be different than your perfect. It's going to be different than your best friend's perfect because it starts within that family structure. And then as we go through life and it gets compounded by messages we receive from the media, you know, the models in the magazines don't even look like the models in the magazines.
Right. And who's airbrushed and who isn't? What you're really hitting on is this notion of authenticity. So it's not about being perfect. You know, you are your authentic self. Is that what you were discovering?
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I was anything but my authentic self. I had no idea who I was at all. I had accepted, I had unconsciously accepted a script of how to be, think, and act in my life. With the understanding that if I did those things, I would somehow be loved and be validated and be happy. And, you know, he said to me on that day, he was like, you know, what are you doing that's creative? And at that time, I was like, I don't want to become creative. I was like, I think that gene skipped me.
Yeah, but let me find that gene. Draw that out.
And he was like, and he's this incredible painter that showcases art all around the world. And I still remember it clearly to this day. He just leaned back like this and said, well, creativity isn't actually a genetic thing. It's an energy that's a natural part of being human. And you're freezing yourself out of your natural creativity with this attempt to be perfect. And he said, you know, think about it. When we look at the natural world, is there anything perfect? Is a tree perfectly straight? Is a flower perfectly symmetrical? No. So you're part of the natural world, right? I was like, yeah. And he's like, well, how or why could you be perfect? The answer is you can't be perfect. But as long as we're referencing ourselves to a standard that doesn't actually exist, means we're walking around 24/7 in a constant state of judgment of ourselves.
How sad is that? That's not a place we want to be.
No, absolutely not. And again, going back to all of our thoughts and energy vibrations associated with them, that vibration of judgment is so dense that it is a block on the light free frequency of creative passion. And then he dropped this wisdom bomb on me that would forever change my life. And he said, Emily, you do not have to be perfect to participate. You just have to give yourself permission to be the beginner. Beginners aren't supposed to know anything, so the beginner can never fail. And I was like, when you say it like that.
Right. And to show up, right? Just to try to show up.
Just to try. Absolutely. And, you know, it was so obvious, but, you know, it had completely escaped me for the first 29 years of my life.
and that happens.
And that happens. I mean, it was just, I guess that's what unconsciousness is, right? And so it wasn't that I felt instantly creative, but everything he said to me resonated as a deep truth. And I continued working with him and I continued tearing down more illusions in my life. And one of the first things that he taught me was to start taking radical personal responsibility for everything in your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, because doing that doing that puts us in the place where if we're creating everything in our lives for our personal benefit and evolution, there's a gift in every situation. And that allows us to vibrate in that place of gratitude, which is the main foundation of all manifestation. And I was totally amazed that in a pretty short period of time, I was able to create all the external stuff of life again. I had a new beautiful group of friends, met a lovely man, got a new incredibly beautiful home and a dog. I had all this stuff again. And I was
such
like,
a nice shift though. That's a very positive shift in a way that, I mean, you made the good manifest.
I did. I really embraced that notion that I'm creating everything for my benefit and evolution. It's been like a real part of my compass for living ever since that moment that I learned that. And it's one of the fastest ways that we can change our life, truly. But that, when I had all the external stuff of life again, and I was happier, but that's when that question showed up. When are you going to do something that matters to you? And I mean, this was a really, like, it's not like this question was, when are you going to solve world hunger? I mean, it's a pretty simple question. But it was just like, it felt like there was a guy in a back alley in Brooklyn, like, hey, lady, when are you going to do something about it? Give me an answer or else. And so I expressed my discomfort and this unnerving question to my teacher. And he said to me, I really see you're a writer. You have to write your story. He's like, even if you never show it to anyone, it's going to heal your heart. And when he said that, I kid you not, it felt like someone did like a tap dance on my heart. And I just blurted out, you know what? I think I am a writer. Now, let's not worry about the fact I'd written nothing. I mean, this, except for emails and maybe the occasional thank you letter in 11 years. I just blurted that out. And so I was like, I'm a writer, but I don't even know how to start, thinking he's going to say, go take a course at UCLA Extension or something. And he says, for the next 30 days, you set an intention before you go to bed that you're recovering your innate creative passion. And then you just be the beginner. Like, oh, be the beginner. Okay. But you know what? I had nothing to lose. And I felt like this apathy was like tearing me from the inside out. And so I set that intention for 30 days. And I one day just flipped open my MacBook Air and I set a little intention. I'm Emily. I give myself permission to be the beginner, tell the truth, start at the beginning and have fun. And I was amazed by simply suspending judgment. The words flowed freely. And I had a few sentences and then a few paragraphs and then a freaking chapter.
And more chapters. And wait, so is this is the unstoppable woman?
No, this is the quest.
Oh, this is the quest. Okay.
This is the quest. This is the quest started here.
Oh my gosh,
really.
So the memoir.
The memoir, yes. It's been a long journey coming and it's just finally starting to come into the light. So this is really exciting.
That's exciting. When can women worldwide listeners expect to have this book out?
Well, I'm waiting on some important decisions, but hopefully next year. So
excellent.
So yeah, so I started to write and I remember having this moment that first week where I literally started crying and I was like, I'm gonna be okay. And it was like that act of being the beginner, it was like it burst a dam or something. And suddenly this creative passion was blasting through my life. And I started to play guitar and sing and write songs. I started to paint paintings and built a art studio in my home for big canvases full of color. I started to do improv and dance burlesque. And I mean, it was just so incredible to find all this wellspring of magic living inside of me all these years. Like, no wonder I was a hot mess before.
Right.
But what I was looking for all along.
You were bottling that up and now you're channeling it out. That must feel so good.
Oh my gosh. It felt so good to be. Inspiration is just one of the most incredible feelings. It's really, you know, I felt so excited to be an inspired creator. But even more than that, something happened that was very unexpected. I didn't understand how closely connected the creative is with the spiritual. And I started to feel myself changing. I started to notice less were my thoughts about like what I don't have and what other people have and what I need to do more of to be enough. And they were just more inspired thoughts. Like that'd be a cool way to connect those chapters, or that'd be a cool melody for a song. And I noticed that, you know, those are really stressful thoughts that I need to do more. What are other people doing? Like, I just started to have this like really intense calm come over me. And in those moments of inspiration, I felt connected to who I am and why I'm here. And the past, which, you know, I've been carrying around like a 17-piece set of luggage, of baggage from my past.
That's a big monkey on your back,
right? And almost instantly, once I started creating, all of that alchemized to gratitude, because I realized I had to take all of those steps, even those really painful steps, to get to that moment, that inspired moment where there was no place I'd rather be. And that felt like a 50-pound ton was like lifted off my shoulders of healing. And what else happened?
I mean, that just your whole journey is amazing. Giving yourself, there's something to be said about giving yourself permission. I mean, I find it inspirational, and I'm sure listeners will see this too, that the whole writing experience. So here you were, you said you hadn't written anything but emails and maybe a thank you card in years. And now do you step back and say to yourself, wow, I'm an author, and is the process easy for you now?
You know, now there's been so many things have come now as a part of being a part of the business. And so, and I'm a mom now.
And so, and you're a mom too.
It is a little bit more challenging to find those times to write, which is why I love leading the retreats that I lead, because we do a 2-hour writing workshop every day on the retreat. Oh, and nice. I help women. It doesn't matter if you, most women come not identifying as a writer at all. And women leave like that go on to write multiple books and really identify as writers. And they find this wellspring of magic living within them as well. Because I always say writing is the gateway drug to creative passion. Because we are all storytellers. You know,
yes.
If you're not putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, you are telling stories all the time, right?
That's right.
To your friends and family.
And you want to be authentic about it too. Like, let yourself out.
Absolutely. And it doesn't work if you're not authentic. So that's sort of the power of it, is it draws the authentic out of us. It draws the vulnerable out of us. When we're getting that like block feeling, that's when we're not willing to be vulnerable. We're not willing to be authentic. And so I've found it's a super powerful way to grow more authentic. But during that process, I really found that as my belief in myself went up, because each time we give ourselves permission and we go through like a door of fear, and we find ourselves on the other side, perfectly okay, intact, actually better than we were before, we gain belief. And as my belief went up in myself, my competition with women went down. And this is one of the most powerful and immediate experiences I've ever had. And suddenly I felt this incredible camaraderie with other women I hadn't experienced before, and a very real compassion for women who, you know, just like my former self, not so long ago, trapped in these prisons of perfection, where life looks really good from the outside, but you can't figure out why something big still feels like it's missing.
Right.
And I knew my life's work was going to be around helping women see the truth and beauty of who they are, largely through helping them cultivate their creative gifts.
Right. And that's why you're on Women Worldwide.
Exactly. And now I'm just such a girl's girl. I mean,
that's great.
And it just continues to grow and grow. And I love working with women so much. And I've really found that, you know, accessing our creative gifts and lighting ourselves up by our own unique path, this is when competition falls away and real camaraderie and compassion or collaboration can really begin between women. And women genuinely supporting other women, I mean, that's the beginning of a new earth.
That's absolutely some
powerful stuff.
That is really powerful. And Emily, we're just going to shift our focus. So hold your thoughts for a moment. We're going to shift our focus to our sponsor. So Rutledge.
Yay.
Yes, Rutledge Publishing is sponsoring this episode of Women Worldwide. And I don't know how much you know about Rutledge, but they are one of the leading academic publishers in the world. And they've published thousands of books and journals for instructors and for academics and for business professionals. And they just so happen to be my publisher as well. So this is my book, Answers for Modern Communicators. And Emily, I thought it would kind of be fun if I took something from the book and asked you a question, because this book is a Q&A, and it's all about my journey and answers for modern communicators. So let me ask you a question, and I'd love to hear your answer. So question number 141. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. What is your definition of success?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say my definition of success is the amount of lives touched and the amount of moments of bliss experienced.
I love that. You know what? It's so fun to hear different experts and authors answer the questions, because they're all just, you know, it's personal. Success is personal to everybody. And I find that it changes over the years. So thank you. Thank you so much for your answer. And thank you to Routledge Publishing for sponsoring this episode. All right, Emily, we're going to dive back into our conversation. You were sharing about your journey. And, you know, you talked a little bit, or I'd ask about fear and some of the things that you were going through. Was there ever a moment, you went through a lot to find your inner magic and radiance to be able to teach other women. Was there anything that struck you along the way as, wow, this is me, or look at how much I've changed? What did you notice that really stood out, that surprised you about yourself?
Oh my gosh, there's been so many things. But I remember sort of in that time period when I first started discovering that I was a creative person, I remember having this moment where I was washing my face, you know, before bed, like I'd done a gazillion times before. And I looked in the mirror and I saw these eyes. And obviously they were my eyes, but they were not the eyes that I had been looking at for most of my life. They were different. They were these wise, calm eyes full of love for me. And I had this revelation that, as for me, I had probably gotten so used to the performance for such a young age, maybe like 2 or 3 years old, and just integrated it so into my life that I thought that was authenticity. And throughout this process, it was like I was like in an egg or something, and the egg was like cracking away, and like this new version of myself was being birthed to myself. And it was just this deep feeling of like, yeah, you're not perfect and you don't have it all together, but like, damn girl, I like you. Like, you're being true to yourself and you're being courageous and you're giving yourself permission. Just like, keep going. Yeah. And that always that moment just always stays with me. It's just like a really pivotal moment when I just, you know, I felt the change, like the real change, and I saw it in my own eyes.
That's such a beautiful moment. Thank you for sharing that. And you saw it in your eyes. I think, I've never heard it quite explained that way. And that's wonderful. And I just, you know, you talked about the change and what sort of what you saw in yourself and how it did surprise you. But are there things that still stop the radiance, or maybe are you aware of things that are still around you that might be able, that might, I don't want to say knock you down or not make you feel like you have this creativity and this ability to connect to the universe? But if that happens, if a woman experiences that, what would you say to her? How do you identify what would stop that magic and radiance within?
Absolutely. Well, actually, on my website, emilypereira.com, I give away the 6 ways to rev your feminine radiance right now. So if you want to like dig in a little bit deeper, there's some good juicy tidbits there.
Oh, I'm sure many want to.
But what I've found is really like consciousness or radiance. You don't cross a finish line and then you're like, okay, done that, I'm good. It's really an everyday practice. And so, you know, I had somebody come and visit me recently, and he really, he's facing some challenges in his life, going through divorce, you know, a little bit of a drinking problem, and just kept saying, well, I have anxiety, well, I have anxiety. And I was like, well, I will have anxiety too if I don't do the things that I need to do to make myself feel happy and grounded and radiant. And so it's up to us as women to find out what those things are for us. And so one thing that I do every morning, like, first thing is I write down 10 things I'm grateful for and why. And this absolutely, you know, by the time you get to about number 4 or 5, you feel your energetic vibration shifting. We have something in our brains called the reticular activating system, where what we focus to grows. And so what we focus to, that our, the reticular activating system will find evidence in our life to support that. So if I focus all the things that are working in my life and all the things I am grateful for, as I go through my day, my reticular activating system is looking for more things to be grateful for. And so I really find that this is such a powerful practice. Also, I always say, you know, it's your information feeds your beliefs feed your thoughts, and your thoughts are responsible for everything in your life. So through working with my teacher, his teachings are called Spirit Nature. I really learned I received an entirely new lens to see myself and the world that it really feels like a superpower. And so now I feel so great. This information is truly the most valuable thing I have, because it allows me to navigate life challenges with much more ease and grace. And I've, you know, even after the creative, I had a lot more challenges. I ended up freezing my eggs and getting horribly sick and went on a big healing journey with food, and many, many different like pieces have happened.
The challenges don't go away.
They don't go away.
Challenges.
Unless you're doing absolutely nothing whatsoever. Well, actually you'll have challenges doing that too. But usually the more growth you're interested in and the more leaps you're taking, things are going to keep changing. And there's going to be challenges. And I've just found having really supportive information that allows you to navigate in a way that is more useful, more graceful, more compassionate towards yourself, which extends to more compassion for others, really makes all the difference.
I mean, it sounds like a mindset. This sounds like your brain, training your brain to think in such a way to help you and to create, you're creating thoughts that allow you to live out this life of creativity and that radiance that you have. And it really just sounds like it's the energy that you put out there, the positive energy will bring more positive energy and help you to maneuver some of those challenges, which, like you said, they don't go away no matter what you're doing.
No, there's always going to be challenges. And and understanding that we are energy at our most granular, fundamental level, we are energy. And so we don't attract who and what we want into our lives. We attract who and what we are. And so it becomes a lot more interesting and a lot more motivating to do that inner work.
Aren't we like 99% energy? I think a guest came on and quoted like a really high percentage, or maybe I read it in a book, but we are made of, we're all energy and less matter.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. So, you know, we touched on some of the biggest challenges then, as you shared your journey. Is there anything, I mean, and you mentioned about your freezing your eggs, and I think you said that you were sick. Is that, is there anything going on now, just as a mompreneur or managing the day-to-day functions? I'm sure you're extremely, you have hectic days. Any challenges just as a business owner?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, time management, you know, and just having that, you know, having this little being. My daughter is now almost 2, and I had her naturally. I didn't have to use the eggs, which is amazing. Yeah, so get just a little bit of backstory about how I even got to Costa Rica. So I was still working my 9-to-5 job, and I was just so drawn to this information and so compelled to share what I was discovering and learning in my own life and the changes I was making. And that ended up attracting a community to me. And I started private coaching, and I started leading my retreats on the side of my 9-to-5 job on my vacations. And when I was on one of my retreats, I was sitting on my surfboard at sunset one day and just thought to myself, I am never happier than I am when I'm in Costa Rica. And so I whispered a little intention to the wind, and I was like, I don't know how and I don't know when, but I'm going to live here someday. Fast forward 4 months later, I come back to Costa Rica, to a town that I hadn't been to in 16 years when I was backpacking after college. And I met my now life partner, who had been living here for 13 years, a Frenchman named Mene. And he invited me to come back and do life with him here in the jungle. And I was thrilled with that invitation. And so I've been here now for almost 3 years. And we have a 3-year-old little daughter. And yes, my biggest challenge is just time, really, and just time for my creative projects, time for work, time for my clients, my coaching clients, and then time for her. And I really have a firm belief inside, especially having a daughter, that it is so important to for a woman to live her dreams, to show her daughter what's possible. But then I feel inner conflict because I'm like, oh, well, what's more important than me being with this little being that needs me? So that I would say is
hard.
My struggle. And I don't have it mastered, but I do feel great to live in a place like Costa Rica where the pace of life is slower and she is, you know, with us a lot of the time. So, and we both have, you know, unconventional, jobs where we don't need to go to an office all day. So,
right. And you rely on technology, I'm sure, to do
absolutely
a lot of your work. Do you actually do?
So grateful for technology.
Yes. Do you do one-on-one coaching through technology, or is that always has to be an in-person experience?
No, I do it. I do it, via technology. I do all my coaching via technology. So I work with women who want to call love into their lives and help them really fall in love with themselves, because that is really the key to attracting, you know, love. So
that's step number one, right? Love yourself.
So you can
love others.
Sounds so easy.
It's easy. <Yeah. laughs> Not easy.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love my coaching practice so much. Yeah. So I coach women and then also lead my retreat called the Mermaid Sisterhood. I actually have one coming up here in 2 weeks.
Fantastic. No, that's wonderful. There's something about Costa Rica. You're not the only person who has said they're, you know, just so drawn to Costa Rica. Is it, you mentioned it's laid back. Is it the culture, the vibe? What is it about Costa Rica that makes your retreats work so well too?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I've actually been asked to bring my retreat to North America and it wouldn't be the same.
No.
The jungle, the life force, just the nature, number one, has been so incredibly healing. I feel like I've gone through sort of a rewilding process in a way. I was living in Los Angeles for 15 years before here, which I loved, and I still love Los Angeles, but it was like, I was very much getting the message that it was time for new chapter, slower pace of life. I eat a high fruit diet, and so there's lots of delicious tropical fruits here. I'm also a surfer. So,
yeah, that's really cool.
Surfing. Waves for breakfast is just like, it's just absolutely an incredible gratitude practice in itself. And I love where I live in a town called Santa Teresa, and it's super international. So even though it's a very small town, I mean, we have, you know, lots of Israelis, Argentinians, Europeans, you know, people really from all over the world. And so it keeps things really interesting. And there's a very cool community here. Like I love living in community. I didn't realize how much I would love living in community, but you really see a lot of familiar faces every day. And it feels really good.
Oh, that's nice. Sounds like there's all different people you're learning too, as you speak with people.
Always. Absolutely. I mean, I have such a great community of mama friends, and everybody's from all over the place. And it's such a beautiful representation of the world.
It sure is. So we're already up to the advice question, which means we're in the home stretch, Emily. So maybe you could just round out this episode with a little bit of advice for listeners who, I don't know, might feel stuck. They're looking for happiness and fulfillment on the exterior. What do you say to them? What are the first steps?
The first thing I would say is, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you if you are not happy. You've just bought into some illusions about yourself and the way that the world works that aren't true. And there is a wellspring of magic living inside of you. Every single human has this magical ability of creative passion. And it is when we tap into that, when we really just feel this connection to who we are, why we're here. And really, it's permission leads to passion, and passion leads us to our purpose. And passionate, purposeful living, what's more amazing than that? So just know that you have this power at your fingertips to simply be the beginner. The beginner isn't supposed to know anything. So every step you take is success. You absolutely are fail-proof as a beginner. And with this mindset, you might find yourself in foreign lands, you know, with charming French surfers or writing a novel or dancing burlesque. I mean, I had no idea my life was going to like explode in the way that it has. And really, I say that being a beginner is my secret superpower.
Wow. Well, it's exploded in the best possible way. And I love the three P's that you mentioned, the how you give the permission, the passion, and it all leads to the purpose. So, Emily, where can people find out more about you, your books, your retreats?
Absolutely. My website, emilypereira.com. Everything's all in there. And then I'm very active on Instagram at emilybegins. And I share a lot about my life there.
Excellent. And just mention again, when is the next retreat? And do you have them frequently? Are they certain times of the year? Or
I do. I am right now. I'm doing them in one in the spring and one in the fall. So that by the time this segment airs, I think I'll be just finishing the retreat or just in the middle of it. So the next one will be the last week of October 2019. And then I'm actually with my partner, we're building a retreat and wellness center here in Costa Rica. And so eventually, once we have our center up and running, we'll be doing them more frequently. But for now, usually around late April, early May, and then late October.
That is so exciting. Well, good luck with everything. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sharing your journey of how people can really find what's important and the radiance and the magic within themselves. You're doing some really incredible work, and you're just an inspiration. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Deidre. You're an inspiration.
Thank you. And I want to thank all of you listeners for tuning in every single week. We appreciate you. You're amplifying the stories of amazing guests like Emily, who are creating a difference, and you're helping them. And at the same time, we're also learning that these stories help you. So keep the feedback coming. We want to hear the stories that resonate and what's making you happy and helping you to power up your own voice and that energy within. So thank you, friends. And until our next episode, stay focused, energized, and feeling empowered. Thank you.